Okay, good morning. We're on Daf. We're on Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, on the very first line of the, or second line of the Amud. Right, just a quick recap. We're just discussing over here the whole question of who's believed and who, right? And that the fact that the Shvua goes on the worker and not on the employer. And then the Gemara says there's a Chazoka that the Balabai doesn't pass the date. You won't go over in Baal Talin. Right, and the Gemara says that's the case, but we just said a second ago that the worker, that the Barabayit is Tarud, and therefore maybe he'll tuck a go after, he'll be late and not pay. The Gemara says no, that's up until the time he's got a Chiyuv. As soon as the time arrives that he has to pay before Baal Talin, he will quickly run and remember, and he will pay. The Gemara says, okay, so that's the case. Now we're trying to see who's really more responsible now, the balabait or the worker, right? So the chisachir or vermishum bal tigzol. So what you're telling me that the reason that the balabait won't make a problem isn't a problem because he won't be over on Baal Talin. So what you think that the worker will be over on Baal Tigzol, he'll come and lie to us? When we said that's back without a shvua. Remember the whole idea here was, see that's the case, pay without a shvua. So we said, no, we want Yeshuv HaDa'at. Remember, we want that the Baal HaBayit will feel relaxed. Okay? So what's going on over here? So the Socher will be over on Baal Tigzol. Look at the Kutei Rashi there. Right? Lekabel Scharo Bet Pa'amim. He says there, we're thinking, we're going to get his money twice. So he says, no. But what's going on over here? Hatam Trei Chazoka. Hachechad Chazoka. At the end of the day, we assess who's in a stronger position, the Baal HaBayit or the Socher or the Sakhir, the worker. We said that the Baal HaBayit, there are two chazokas in his favor. With regard to the Sakhir, there's only one chazoka in his favor. What are the two? The Baal HaBayit, Ika Trei Chazoka. What are they? Chada, the Ein Baal HaBayit Over Mishum Baal Talin, like we just said. The one is a chazoka, the Baal HaBayit is not going to be over in Baal Talin. He might be busy, he might be involved, but when it comes to Baal Talin, he won't be over in Baal Talin. The Chada, the Ein Sakhir, Mashes Charo. And the second chazoka over here is, at the end of the day, the worker is not going to wait around and just let the guy not pay him. So we got reason to believe that both from the Baal HaBayit side and from the socher putting pressure on him, that he will get paid his money on time. And therefore, there's two chazokas here that the money was paid. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, right, and here with regards to...
You could see it.
Let's just end this over here. And then here with regards to the sakhir, right, only one chazoka. And what's it, one chazoka? That the socher won't be over on Baal Tigzol. Okay, that's how I think we got to learn pshat over here. What do you want to say, Robert? Sorry?
Yeah, if one of the chazokas for the owner, Baal HaBayit, is that the sakhir won't forget, then you could say the chazoka for the sakhir is that the owner won't forget. And then two and two.
Ah, that's what you're saying. Okay. All right, okay.
He knows he hasn't been paid.
Right, no. But well, that's the second chazoka for the... What Robin says, that just like this, just like... Say, yeah, that second chazoka, we're looking at us. Okay. So, Imiash, okay. So now Gemara comes, finishes off and says like this. This Mishnah. Imiash, we go back to the Mishnah. Imiash, Eidim, Shtabu, Harei, Zinish, Baban Hotel. Okay? So what do we say? We say that he's only got... Can only make a shvuah during the period of time that's available for him, during that window. However, if they aid him, he can come that he made a claim during that time. He can make a shvuah even after the time. Right? That's how we understood it. So Gemara says, "Vaha, look at that. I got a bach there. I got a bach adds in over here. Vaha ketava lei kaman. Right? When's he making the shvuah? The Gemara says he's making it before us. Who we baited in. So if he's already in front of baiting, what the aid him going to help? What do you mean he's got Eidim? He's in Beit Din now. Right? So Rav Asi says, no, what are we speaking about? Shetavu bizmano. He's in Eidim, he's telling the witnesses that tell us that at the time he did make the claim. Right. So the Gemara says, no, but maybe in the meantime the Baal HaBayit's paid him. So now he's come to Beit Din, you tell him he's got Eidim. What are the Eidim? The Eidim are telling us that at that time, 3 weeks ago, he made a claim. Okay, but so what? He might have paid him. We need Eidim that he hasn't paid him yet. That's not going to help us, those Eidim. So Amar Abaya, Shetabu calls Manu. No, she says, Avia, Abaya says no. That he's been claiming all the time. It was one of the witnesses telling us that he hasn't stopped claiming. In other words, he hasn't got paid yet. If he had got paid, he would have already stopped claiming. So Gemara says, "Le'olam." What do you mean forever? Look at Rashi there. Bitmiya. What do you mean le'olam? He'd be claiming the whole time. ובשביל שתבוא כל היום לנתן יהיה שכיר זה נאמן לעולם, לומר לא התקבלתי. ומוצא על הבית נשבע לו נאמן וכי לא כל כך ישר שכיר. זה לא make any sense. Tell me from now on he's just been claiming and the guy hasn't paid. He says, I'm Rabchan Bar Ukva. So Rabchan says, no, what are we speaking about over here? כנגד אותו היום של תביעה. We're discussing on the day, the Eidim are telling us that on the day that he can. So interesting halochi in the Rambam. I think I saw in the Rambam in those. I get the email to me, and it doesn't come always on time. This morning it came on time from the, you know, I've sent it to you once before, that like Torah Insights. I read it during davening. He says, Aaron says that if I understood correctly, that any day from that, even though he's only really got the, if he's a night worker, the whole of the next day to claim. But every day that he goes and claims it hasn't been paid yet, he's got the whole day. So if he went yesterday to the guy, and the guy said, come back tomorrow, he came back today, and he's got the whole day. In other words, he could make a shvua within that whole day. The day can be extended from day to day until he's being paid if every day he goes and makes a claim. That's what I'm going to say. So not just the, like on the day itself and then the time's lost. And that's what he says over here. Can you get a to yom shel tviya? I think that's what the pshat is over here. Can you look at Rashi here? Yom echad la'achar zmano nadulo chachamim lishava v'yito. So Rashi says, yeah, the day after he worked, he's got the time to be. And the Rambam seems to imply that does Charles not say anything in the lochas? I'm looking at the one you went and I saw the
gemara.
That's right. That's Rashi.
Is there two
Eidim
from the side of the balabait that said he got paid? Right? Can he come still make a shvura that and take from the balabait?
You said the balabait's got Eidim that he paid him, and yeah. He now wants to make a shvura, but I think two Eidim are stronger than his shvura. No,
I
think that it would melt back. What's our lochas?
It doesn't give.
All right, let's go. All right, let's go. Okay, so now next Mishnah. Hamavid Chaveiro, right? We've seen this before, by the way, this Mishnah a few times. So Hamavid Chaveiro, he got a loan from his friend. He owes his friend, he's lent a loan, right? Hamavid Chaveiro. And now Rashi tells us, he gives man below parallel. The time has arrived to pay, and the guy hasn't paid him. Lo yimashkenenu ele bebeitin. Right, because no one happens there, right? He hasn't got, at the moment, there's no mashkon. He lends him a loan without a mashkon. Now the day arrives, and he says, okay, pay me. The guy hasn't got money to pay. So now he wants a mashkon. Now he wants some sort of guarantee, security for that loan. So what's the Mishnah telling us? Lo yimashkenenu ele beitin. If he wants a mashkon, he can't go into the guy's house and take it. He has to go to Beitin. Beitin will take care of it. Either they'll send somebody to his house, we'll see in a second, or they'll make him bring a mashkon to Beitin. But you can't go into a person's house and just grab something.
Do we have something where you could go in and take to get paid back? We had cases where somebody actually did that. Didn't we have situations where there's a loan and the time comes to pay it is due, you owe me, so I go into your house and I take something to pay
so
me back.
So you can take a mashkon, but hello, the mission is you can't get into your house. I can take a mashkon from you, but I can't get into your house. I can't, that's this Mishnah. It says, lo yemashkenenu. Right, look at Rashi there. Lo yemashkenenu. Afilu b'shuk ele b'beitin. Even if it's in the shuk. In other words, if the guy's walking in the street, you can't go and grab something from him. You've got to bring him to Beitin, and Beitin must deal with the story. Right? V'lo yekanes lebeito lito mashkono. So, okay, so the two, okay, sorry. So maybe the Mishnah, let's be a bit more specific. You can't do the deal other than Beitin, not even in the shuk, not even outside his house. And more than that, the Mishnah says, you can't even go into his house to, and you can't go into his house to take it. Shneemar, why? Because the Mishnah, the pasuk says there, b'chutz ta'amod, ba'ish asher ata noshebo, yotzi alecha, he'll bring it out to you. Okay? This first pasuk in the Torah, you can't go in. Hayu lo shnei kelim. Now, when the guy comes to give you a security, hayu lo shnei kelim, he's got two of the same kli, right? Notel echad umeniach echad. You leave him one and you take the one. Okay? You can't take them both. Look at Rashi says here. What's the chidush of the Mishnah? V'chovo keneged shneihem umashkeno b'shneihem. The actual loan amount is the value of both.
Both of them, yeah.
And really, they both mortgage to you. Just you've got to leave him one of them. But it's yours. We'll see why later on. Because remember, you can sell. We'll see in a second. Okay? Umachzir et akar balayla. Now, we've seen this before plenty times. Right? If it's a pillow and he needs it to sleep with at night, so you bring it back to him at night. Veta machrishabiyom, and it's a plow or some sort of kli, a rod or whatever, like a tractor. Needs that you take it at night, you bring it back in the morning. But you have to allow him to carry on making your panosa. Ve'im meit, says the Mishnah. Now the love dies, ain't no machzil yoshav. You don't have to give back to his yoshim, because in actual fact, it's yours. Mm-hmm. You can go and sell it, pay off the debt, and do whatever you want. That's what Tanakama says. Rashbag says, Rishu Megamiel says no. Afla atzmo eino machzil. Rishu Megamiel says no. You can't even take it for yourself. If he dies, you can't do anything. What does he say? You got to wait 30 days. Ela ad shloshim yom. Wait 30 days. What 30 days? That's man beit din, says Rashi. 30 days is the time that Beit Din will deal with the whole story. Maybe Beit Din will sell it or get your money back and whatever the case was. If after 30 days it hasn't been dealt with and you haven't got your money back, then, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, then you go to Beit Din and Beit Din will sell it and pay off the debts, etc. So we see quite a lot of control here around the story of a Mashkon and the guy dying. So that says the Gemara. I'm a Shmuel. Remember the Mishnah said, right, that you can't go into his house. So I'm a Shmuel, Shaliach Beitin Menatach Natuche in, Aval Mashkunei lo. So Shmuel says, even the Shaliach Beitin, he can, look, Menatach Natuche, right? He can grab it from him, right? But he can't look at Rashi there. Afhu eino Rashai Likanes Leveito Le Mashkunei. El Roeu Beshuk, he can see him in the Shuk, he can see him in public. Mm-hmm. But he can go and like grab and he can confiscate stuff from him, but not go into his house. That's what Shmuel said. Exactly. So the Gemara says like this: Shmuel is telling me that not only can I go into his house, but even the Shaliach of Beit Din can't go into his house. Batnan, didn't we say in our Mishnah, Hamalvet Chaveiro Loyim Mashkenenu Ele BeBeit Din? In other words, you can't do it unless it's done. We're understanding, yeah, Eleva Beit Din means with the authority or under the supervision or by the power of Beit Din, which means what? Michlad Beit Din Memashkenin. In other words, we're understanding, yeah, that they can go in. Look at Rashi, Memashkenin, Mashme Betoch HaBayit. How, where did Beit Din do the Mashkon? In his house. So you're telling me, Shmuel, that not only can't I go in, but even the Shaliach Beit Din can't go in, but the Mishnah itself says that the Beit Din can go in. So how does Shmuel answer this? Amalei Shmuel, Eimer, Shmuel says, let's change the Lashon of the Mishnah. When we sit over there, Amar v'chaber lo yimashkenenu, right, ele beBeit Din, Shmuel says, lo yinatchenu, ele beBeit Din, right? That means you can't take it at all. We said Menatach, we explained what to grab. Even that you can't do. Even the Shaliach, no one can take it whatsoever. Right? Ele beBeit Din. And the Gemara says, Hachlem Mistaber, it makes sense. This correction of Shmuel's is Mistaber with the Lashon. Why? Because look at the Gemara brings the end of the Mishnah, which says, Diktani Seifa, Lo Yikanes Leveto Lishto Mishkono. Money. Now, who's that referring to? We understood that. Who was it referring to? We understood it was referring to the Balabai. But the Gemara says, no. If you tell me the Mishnah speaking about Balchov, Mireisha Shma Mina, or from the Mishnah, from the Reisha, says, Amalvid Chaver, lo yimashkenenu ele beBeit Din. So obviously it's telling you that you can't go into his house. And then the Mishnah says, Velo yikanes lebeito. Just told me I can't go to Beito. So that must be Shaliach Beit Din. And even Shaliach Beit Din can't go into his house. And that Mishtabe was Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Elav Shaliach Beit Din, right? Obviously that must be the Shaliach Beit Din. Where's the lakas? No. That's the chiddush. Then what's the big deal going on over here? What's happening over here? And therefore, there's a bit of a change in gears here. If you look at the Bach says over here, Mishum ha lo iria, tevot elu mechukot, v'nir bi svaracher chesure mechzer v'hachi ketani. Right? The Bach says, the Gemara, when it says Hachi Ka'amar, is telling us that there's a chisure, that the Mishnah is actually Mechusar, and this is how you must read the Mishnah. Hamal ve'et chaveiro, right? Lo yimashkenenu ele beBeit Din. Michlal de beBeit Din memashkenim. In other words, Beit Din can go in. You can't do it in Beit Din. Beit Din can. Right? And then the Mishnah carries on and says, Ubalchov, Afilu netuche nami lo. And not only, and therefore, and the Beit Din can go into his house. You can't only not go into his house, you can't even grab from him in the street. Why not? And then the Bach changes it as well. He says, Gzeira, well, there's a Gzeira, Shelo Yikanesh Leveito Lito Mashkono. That's why you can't grab in the street. Because if you can grab in the street, you might end up following him into his house and grabbing in his, and taking from his house. So that's how he corrects the whole Mishnah and says the Mishnah really is obvious. Right, that you can't go into his house, Beit Din can go into his house.
Neged Shmuel.
Right, Neged Shmuel. So the Gemara now has a brighter here on Shmuel. Meitiv, Rav Yosef, this is a kasha here on Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel says that even the Shaliach Beit Din can't go into his house. Right. So the Gemara is like this. Meitiv, Rav Yosef, right, the pasuk over here says, Lo yachvol rechaim verachiv. Mm-hmm. Right, you can't take his reichaim, like the mortar that you ground with, the grinding thing, verachev, or any vehicles of his, kinafe shuchovel, because basically he lives, that's what he lives by. Right, so what's the pasuk, the bright on Shmuel, like this, kashya. Mati, Rav Yosef, lo yachbo reichaim verachev. Right, hard, very machayim chaval, but other things you can. The Rav Yosef telling us, the chiddush of the pasuk is, dafke these two things you can't take, but anything else you can take. And the pasuk says as well, the next pasuk, right, which is the pasuk in Yud Zayin. This is Loch Borechaim. Near the pasuk later on, also in Dvari, in the same Perek, says, Lo tatem mishpat geratom, velo tachbo beged almana. Right, the clothes of a widow. Lo tachbo beged almana. Ha, shlacherim tachbo, but if not almana, you can. So we see over here that the Gzera Katuvia is on particular things. And for particular people, so says the Gemara, like as man, and who's this lo yachbol that you can't? Inam Balchov, if you're telling me that it's the Balchov, ha keti already learned, right, from the next pasuk there, ki tashe b'reacha, when your friend has your bani, masat bume lo tavol beito, lavot avoto, don't come to his house to get the avot. So if you can't come to his house, obviously you can't get into his house, right? So he says, what's wrong, Robert? So he says, "In amim b'ha'kativ lo tavo beto, lavot avoto." So elalav shaliach Beit Din. It must be shaliach Beit Din. And what does shaliach Beit Din do? He goes into the house. This is a good kashya on Shmuel. So we see from these two psukim that there's no problem with Shmuel with shaliach Beit Din. The problem is with you. So the Gemara says, "Now, Tirgama, how would Shmuel reply to this?" Tirgama, he explains according to Shmuel. Right, Rav Papa comes to Shmuel's defense. Papa Bereid Rav Nachman, Kamed Rav Yosef, V'Amrilan, those who said was Rav Papa Bereid Rav Yosef, Kamed Rav Yosef. Okay, depending who it was. Lo'olam be'Baal Chov. No, not speaking about Shliach Beit Din. Shmuel sticks to his gun and says, no, speaking about the Baal Chov, he himself, he's the one that we're speaking about over there. And you can't prove anything about that pasuk that the Shliach Beit Din does go in. Because Shliach Beit Din is out the people discussing it over here, right? And why? So why is those psukim speaking about Baal Chov as well? There's two lavim there that are particular to Baal Chov, and therefore we're not discussing at all anything about Beit. Look at Rashi there. Le'olam beBaal Chov ka'amar ve'lo tiduk mina ha'kelim achirim chavol tebekelim achirim over mishum lo tavo el beito. And don't make a diuk. He doesn't like this whole diuk over here that lo tachbol is only on kalim, particular specific kalim, other kalim you aren't allowed to take. He says no. And we need the second lav also. Mishum rechaim berachem. Why? V'chad mishum lo tavo el beito. That there's two separate lavim over here. And there's a separate issue of lo tavo beito. He doesn't like. He basically doesn't like that whole brighter. We see many. We see plenty of times that you over on shnei lavim. Right. So now to specify that it's a serious aveira here, and be careful. So that we haven't really proved anything against Shmuel. Now another brighter here against Shmuel. Shmuel tells us that the Shliach Beit Din cannot go into the house, and we want to say that he can go into the house. So now Toshma mi mashma, right from Shmuel, right? Shenemar, the pasuk said b'chutz tamod, right? We understand that the pasuk b'chutz tamod, b'shashatanoshebo yotzei lecha, he'll bring it out to you, right? So what does it mean b'chutz tamod? Eni yodei shishashatanoshebo yotzei. What it says, Bachutz Tamod. So obviously it's Bachutz Tamod. The guy has to bring it out to you. So what the pasuk going to tell me that the guy brings it out to you? If you're standing outside, he brings it out to you. Right? Elamat kamudomar v'ha'ish. What's the chidushia of v'ha'ish? Rabot shaliach beitin. That's the reason. The Ha'ish is not just me, it's also the Shaliach Beitin. So Shmuel, I'm telling you. No, but Shmuel. Sorry, 100%. Correct, negative Shmuel. That Shmuel says the guy can go in, the brightest says he can stay up. Sorry, 100%. So Gemara says, my love, Shaliach Beitin Kelove. Isn't the Shaliach Beitin over here at the end of the day, right? Like the Love, right? Which means what? Lo Shaliach. So the Gemara says, no, Shaliach. And therefore, it would be what? That he, if he's like the Love, then he should be able to go into his house, right?
So who your tita?
Right? He says, Lo Shaliach Beitin Kamalve. He says, no, we don't accept it. Shaliach Beitin is like the Malve, and therefore he cannot go in. And this seems to be support of Shmuel. Another one now, another bright to try and argue Shmuel. Toshma. So the pasuk there, we've seen this pasuk already. Im chavol tachbol salmatra echa. Right? If you take his garment, ad bo hashemesh tashveli, you've got to bring it back to him. Right? But you can't keep it the whole day. If it sleeps with it at night, you've got to bring it back to him at night to sleep with. Right? Ad bo hashemesh. Right? The brighter says, that's talking about Shaliach Beitin. So the Gemara says, but the brighter now, like in the Limud, says, is it the Shaliach Beitin? Or Einu Lebaal Chov? Maybe it's the Baal Chov. Right, he's going to bring it back to him. So the brighter says, Keshua Melo Tavoil Beto Lavot Avoto. When we said the Pasuk, said Lo Ta'avot, right, that he can't take it. Right, lo tavo el beito, but he can't come and take the mashkon. Right, we're speaking there about who can't come and get it. The baal chov. Ha ma ani mekayem im chabol tachbol samatrecha. So what's going on? If I already said that im chabol tachbol samatrecha, but shaliach beitin akatuv v'daber. So we see over here a proper stira here. That in reality it's the Shaliach Beitin or the Baal Chov, and neither of them can come into the house and they're going to wait outside and get the stuff and they can't take it. So this seems to be what? This seems to be saying, hold on, I'm a bit confused here myself. Keshua Melo Tavo Beito Lavot Avot is about the Baal Chov, not the Shaliach Beitin, like Shmuel wanted to say, right? Ha'amani Mekemit Chavot Achvot Samatrecha, but Shaliach Beitin HaKadu Medaber. In other words, the Shaliach Beitin, the Avot, he can't come. But Betachbol, so we see the Shaliach Beitin here can go into his house, which is a proper shayla on Shmuel. So says the Gemara Tanayehi, this is Machloket Tanayim. In other words, we've got one brighter that says he can go in, and Shmuel's telling us that he can't get from another brighter. The Tanya, Shaliach Beitin Shebala Mashkano, Lo Yikanesh Leveitol Mishkano. Yeah, he has a brighter in favor of Shmuel. That tells before us, he can't go into his house. Elo Omed Bachutz. Vahala Motzilo Mashkon, Shneemar Bachutz Tamod. Okay, Vahayish, etc. So that's a brighter here in favor of Shmuel that says that he can go in. No, sorry, that he can't go in, exactly in favor of Shmuel. V'tanya idach, and the other brighter says, Baal Chov sheba lemishkano, lo yikeres debayt lemishkano, elo omed bachutz. V'hala nichnas umutzi lemishkano, v'chutz tamor. V'shliach bayt sheba lemishkano, arayzi nichnas debayt lemishkano. So yeah, this brighter says the Shaliach Beitin can go in. So we've got two brighters here. The one brighter is like Shmuel, and the other brighter is not like Shmuel. So before we go into the stira between Shmuel and not Shmuel, we've just seen now two brighters. The one brighter says that the Shaliach Beitin can go in. The second brighter says that the Shaliach Beitin can't go in. Mm-hmm. The Gemara is going to end off and bring other halachas from that second brighter. Okay? Which got nothing to do with the Shaliach Beitin now. Other halachas out of the second brighter.
Maybe they're talking about different cases. Different situations where you can go.
Maybe. We'll see the answer.
Sorry?
I don't remember. We'll see the answer. We'll get to it. Right? So now, the Gemara brings a few other. Noten mita umita. Now, when you come and take the security, right? You leave the gav and noten. Right, you leave with the love, mita umita, a bed and a bed. We'll see just now why we need two beds. Umatza leashir, and if he's a rich guy, you leave him nice blankets or nice cushions. Look at Rashi, right? Mita umita lekaman ha'umefarish achat lecho vechat lishon. We'll see later on. The Gemara explained to us why do we need two mitot? No, mita is like a couch, okay. And they'd sit on the couch and eat. And then they'd also lie down. And you have another mitah to lie down on, right? It's not a mitah like your mattress at home. We didn't get eat in the bedroom. Right? Umatzah, look at Rashi, matzah, she levit. right? Like a felt one. Shekorin pultera b'mekom she'en ksatot. Tell me how they haven't got cushions. Okay, so here they had like these felt mattresses, which are very nice mattresses. And let's say got nashir, umita umita umapatz laani. And if it was a poor guy, you'd lead a mapatz. Mapatz over here, right? Look at Rashi. Likut Rashi is mapatz shel kanim, like a straw mattress. Rachvi machatzid, like it's softer than a straw mat. It's not a mat. But it's made of kash, a straw, and it was a cheap mattress. The poor rich guy, he him a leved, mizron, right, some sort of, right, a felt spread. Sort of, like a duvet or whatever, cover his bed, to make it soft for him. Right? Umapatz lani, Rashi says, look at Rashi, umapatz lani, you got it, Robert? Umapatz lani, see, that's why you don't find the Rashis, because you're always busy on the other side of the Gemara. If you're following the Gemara, you'd find the Rashi quickly.
You just caught me,
eh?
Before I was following you.
Right, umapatz lani, lefi mashi hurgal. Everyone according to what they used to. Right, and look at Rashi. Rashi brings it quickly, a long Rashi. We're going through all of it. He says, Degabe Erchin Ketiv. Because where do we learn this from? We learn this from Erchin. What's Erchin? Erchin is when a guy makes a neder to give to the Beit HaMikdash according to the value of somebody. So we don't make a distinction here with the guy who's a guy who's 20 years old, he's paid 50 shekels. The Torah gives us the Erchin, right? From 20 to 50 and above 50 and 40, whatever, and below 20 and women, etc. If you make a shvua to go pay according to a person, there's a standard amount. Now, what happens if you haven't got the money? You make a shvua to pay according to a guy who's 30 years old. And according to the Torah, that's 50 shekels. And you haven't got 50 shekels, 50 zuz, whatever. You haven't got 50 zuz now to pay. So now you can come to the Kohen and the Kohen would assess you and see how much you're worth. And based on your worth, will decide how much you should pay. Once you've given that money, even if it's less than the amount, you yotze. The question is, when he assesses you, what value does he assess you with? That would take your assets into account. So there in Erchin, that there's certain basic living requirements that he takes out of the calculation. He says, those are not part of your wealth, it's what you need to live. And therefore, it's not part of your asset base, and he says you add it. So same, that's how we're learning the halachas from Erchin into a Baal Chov as well. Oh. When we come, well, similar to bank, exactly like bankruptcy, in other words, you take things, certain things out of the calculation, exactly. Because essentially you're declaring bankruptcy to the Gizbar of the Baal Midrash. It's very good. You're actually declaring bankruptcy. Because I can't afford to pay what I owe. You're declaring bankruptcy. So therefore you get protection. So the question is, what sort of protection do you get? That's exactly what it is. So same thing here for the Baal Chov. So therefore, we make certain allowances. So that's what's going on over here. So he says, "Avaloli ishta." But now, when you leave these two beds, la ani, you leave it for the ani himself, right? Sorry, for the poor guy with my pats. Lo, says the Gemara. Right? Umatzal ashur matamitam apitz la ani lo. If you leave it for him, right? Whatever he needs, avaloli ishta lo levada vulevnota. We don't take into account what the family needs. We say he's the Baal Chov. Me as the lender, I've got an obligation to look after him. Look at Rashi. I've got a chiyuv from the Torah to make sure that this guy lives. I can't take away his life, but not his family. That's not my problem. Only him. And it says the brighter carries on and says, back in the brighter, kederech shemesadrin lebaal chov, kach mesadrin lebeerchin. Just like we do it with the Baal Chov, we make this whole arrangement, like we said, this assessment, etc., and see what he's livelihood and what he needs. So we do the same for Erchin. Now, and that the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Klapelaya. Which direction are you going in? What do you mean? Like we do for a Baal Chov, we do for Erchin. On the other way around, Ika asilu be'erchin ketiv. These halachas are written dafke be'erchin. So the Gemara corrects, the writer corrects itself and says, no, ela ema, kederech shemesadrin be'erchin. Kach mesadrin b'baal chov. Exactly. So now we're going to analyze a few points in this brighta. Amar mar noten mitau mitau matzal ashir mitau mitau mapatz lani. Right. So we see over here that you leave a blanket, this felt blanket, and two beds for a rich guy, and two beds and a straw mattress for the poor guy. So the Gemara says leman. Right. Who do we leave it for? If we're going to give it for his wife and his children, his family, Hamart lo, the pasuk we say, the brighter said lo, only for him. So this is no, we believe they leave them both. What's our problem here? The two beds. That was our question. If we've got two beds, who are we leaving them for? The writer says, no, only for him. Mm. So that's the case. Tarot Amadi, why do we need two beds? So he says, L'chade de achir ala, one is to eat on, v'chade de zag ala. Right, look at Likute Rashi, there says the zag, she mesev, or she yashan, right, to sleep on it, right? Kedeshmuel, and why do we know this? We know this from Shmuel, because what did Shmuel say? Kedama Shmuel, ko mile yadana asutayu. Lots of sicknesses, till Shmuel, that I know what the remedy is. Asutayu, asuta, right? Asuta means to be healthy, right? That's the Beit Cholim asuta.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a minhag to say on the Motzei Shabbos, you on a Malava Malka, you have Ochel Chamin B'motzei Shabbos Malugma, right? Makes you healthy. That's us, all these ideas. Makes you healthy, right? So Asuta here means to be healthy, medication. Right? He says, Shmuel, so I understand all of these things. Lebar mehani tlat. There are three things that are difficult. He doesn't understand them. But there are remedies. And what are they? Man de achil ahina merira alibere kana. On a guy who leaves, look at Rashi, says, yeah, man de achil Ahina is a tamar, right? It says, ahina tamar, somebody who eats a mar, a date, a bitter date, alibere kana, right? Now, Rashi, alibere kana, kodim achila, basically on an empty heart, meaning empty stomach, right?
The Lord lives.
That's not a healthy story, right? Before you eat, right? That, and uman, the asar, mitna, the kitna, retiva, acharat, say, the asar means to undo, right? Amatir asurim. Right, those that are bound up. So Hashem releases. Le esor means to tie. Right? Right? It says your mind the asar mitna de kitna. Look at Rashi over here. Mitna retiva de kitna. It's a chevel lach, a wet rope, shall pishta made up of flax, al mutnab around his waist. Right? So it's not a healthy story, this obviously. To tie yourself up with use a wet belt. Uman, for our purposes. Right, yeah. And for our purposes over here, uman de achil nahama, a guy who eats bread, velo masge arba garmidi, and he doesn't walk afterwards for amot. Well, you shouldn't eat and go to sleep straight away. You should walk a little bit, right? And that's why
these are things that Shmuel doesn't understand.
Yeah, but this is where the halacha comes from.
Doesn't know the
right?
Kill.
He doesn't understand what the kid. But look at Rashi, velo masge arba garmidi kodem sheyashan. Sheshen, or before he sleeps. Hilchach, says Rashi, Yavinan le mitashniya. That's why we give him a second bed. Umoshiva berichuk arba amot rimakom achilato. And he has to put that second bed at least 4 amot from where he ate. Va'al korcho. And therefore he's got no choice. But yargil amot v'lalechet b'mishkav v'lo yishan al mitash yachal. That's why we give the guy two beds. For that reason. But you want to force him. That's al korche. Okay. So now, that's why the writer said, now, the writer carries the kerdok. Tana kamed Rav Nachman. So we're still analyzing the issues of the writer. We had this whole issue here of kederech shemesadrin be'erchin kach mesadrin b'achov. So a Tana, we know what the Tana is, right? The guy who taught the brightest, right? He stood up in front of Rav Nachman, and he taught a brighter. And he said, the brighter says, Kederech shemesadrin be'erchin, just like you have the assessments when it comes to erchin, so you do the same thing for the Baal Chov, you assess him. So he says, Rav Nachman says to him, Amalei, Hash, are you telling me that we've got to make this whole assessment? In other words, when we come to calculate what the security is that I can take, I must make sure I leave him with this and with that and with that. But in reality, no one's arguing, by the way, that even the things that I'm leaving behind are really mine. Okay? If the value of the loan was X and all his assets are X, actually all his assets are mine. Just I can't take them all. I have to leave them with him. Right? A little bit differently now to what we spoke earlier on. So he says to him, Rav Nachman, we've already learned, right, in our Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah a second. Go back to the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. We said, Rashbag, we said, V'im meit enu machzir yoshav. Then it doesn't give it back to him. And Rashbag said, Af la'atzman machzir ela ad shloshim yom la'ala mochrin bebeitin. He sells them. Right? So he says to him over here, Rav Nachman, I don't understand. Zabunem is abninanle. They're going to be sold. There's only a 30-day period, the story.
And we're leaving with nothing.
Can't have for everything. And then you're going to do nothing. So what? Sidure misadrinanle. We've got to go through this whole process. I don't understand. You're telling me to go through this whole process of like erchin, check how much he's got, what he's worth, leave him this, but I'm going to set it all. I'm going to set it all. Right? So the Gemara says, who says you can sell it? Why? Where do you get this? Where do you get this from, Rav Nachman, that you can sell it? V'atnan, in our Mishnah, what did our Mishnah say? Machzir et ha-kar b'layla v'et ha-machrisha b'yom. You've got to bring it all back in the day and the night. You can't sell it. So he says, no. This Tana, who taught this Tana in front of Rav Nachman, Tana says, Kirash Bag Tana Kamei. He was going not like the Tana Kama of our Mishnah, but like what I read to you now, he's going like Kirash Bag in our Mishnah. Right? V'hachi Ka'amar, this is what he said. Hashta L'Rash Bag. Right? He actually said, I'm talking about my shit of Rash Bag. Hashta L'Rash Bag. Zabune Mezabninane. So according to Rash Bag, who after 30 days says, I can sell it. See, Dure Mesad. You know that? I need to go through this whole process. Leave it there. And take it all. Ditnan, how do we know? Because the Mishnah tells us, Rash Bag Omer, Aflatz mo eino machzir, ela ad shloshim yom. Mikan vaydach mochan bebeitin. He's got a 30-day waiting period, and then he goes to Beitin and he sells it. So the Gemara says like this, Omimai dechikam Rash Bag zebune legamre kamar. Who said that Rash Bag that you can sell it completely, sell it all? Dil mahachi kamar. Maybe he said like this, Rash Bag, ad shloshim yom. Hadarlei be'inei mikan ve'elach. For the first 30 days, you got to give it all back to him. Mikan ve'elach mahadarlei ma'ade chazilei u'mezabninan ma'ade lo chazilei. Maybe even Rash Bag would say that you can't just go on a blanket sale. You got to say the things that he needs, you give him back. What he doesn't need, you to sell. After 30 days, right? Mikan ve'elach mahadarlei ma'ade chazilei u'mezabninan ma'ade chazilei. So the Gemara says, now, if you're going to tell me, right, that itle Rash Bag hai svara, this is really what Rash Bag thinks, that you only can sell what's law, etc. There's no such thing which isn't ra'ui law. Everything is necessary for him. Why? We'll see a nice Gemara, we've seen this before as well, this idea. Why is everything necessary for him? Damar Abaya, because Abaya said that Rash Bag, remember we're quoting the Mishnah name of Rash Bag, right? Okay. Abaya gives a whole list of Tanaim and says, Abaya says, Rash Bag, Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, all these Tanaim, Kulu Sviriluhu, what? Call Yisrael, B'nai Melachin Hain. They're all kings, they're all children of kings. And children of kings, there's no limit to what they need. They need everything. So you're going to be able to find you. This is not a poor guy. You can say he needs that and he doesn't need that. This is a rich guy. This is a child of a king. Whatever he's got is his, he needs. You're not going to be able to say he needs this, doesn't need that. Right? And now the Gemara brings the proof where each one said what they said. Right, Rash Bag. Where was Rash Bag? So Rash Bag here. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Says Ditznan. We're talking about yeah halachas of Shabbos. Right. Rash Bag says like this: Lo et aluf, velo et achardal. The Mishnah says with regards to halachas of Shabbos, not the luf and not the chardal. Look at Rashi there quickly. What each one is over here. You can't carry these things on Shabbos. Why? Okay, in other words, they're muktzah, basically. That's what he's telling us. Obviously, metaltalin means in an eruv, right? Not in that eruv. They're muktzah. Why they're muktzah? Because the luf is not ra'ui to eat, to cook even, and the chardal, you can't do the tchina with. Look at Rashi. Luf min kitnit. The type of a kitnit. Not the luf, like, you know, in the army, the beef, the meat.
Right.
And it's not, you can't eat it when it's raw. Even birds, we'll see in a second why ofot can't even eat it, right? Why ofot can't eat it. They aren't even eating it for ofot. That's what the Tana Kama says, right? Look at this. Rashbag matir beluf. And Rash Bag says, no, you can. Luf is not muktzah. Why? Mipnei shumachal orvin. That's fitting for a raven. Right? Now, why raven? Look at Rashi. Lo orvim. Look at that Rashi. They're the first wide lines. V'Yisrael b'nei melachim. Israel, children of Israel are like the sons of kings. V'yesh lahem legadel orvim lenoi v'rizchok. You know, kings walk around or with a raven on their shoulder. right? They have birds, they raise birds. So if we like B'nai Melachim, then we are fitting to raise birds for beauty or for fun or whatever the case is. And therefore, this in theory would be good for my bird if I had my bird. So you see, Rashbag says that we're B'nai Melachim. Right, and then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right, what's his makor? Ditnan b'nei melachim sachin shemin verid al gabe machotem shabbat. When it comes to Shabbos, you can't put the issue of sicha, right? And also, there's issue of medication on Shabbos, right? You can't grind herbs to make medicine, right? Of shkatzim amin. So he says over here, but he says, but b'nei melachim, he says they are used to anointing themselves on Shabbos. Why shechein darkan asuch b'chol? Because during the week they always anoint themselves. So therefore, it's not anything different. Just like on Shabbos, so just like during the week, so too on during the chol. Look at Rashi there. Shechein darkan asuch b'chol. B'lo shum maka. When there isn't a maka, when there's no wound, they anoint themselves. Ki ikka maka nami lo mucha milta d'refu avi. Therefore, the fact that they're doing it today on a wound is not proving that it's for refuah. Because they do it every day, B'nai Melachim. They're constantly anointing, grease, when you put cream on your body.
Smear.
Smear, thank you. Smear cream on their body. It's not a nice word, that's vinegar. So therefore, because the whole gzeira was Mishum Shchikat Semamanin, right? Of grinding these herbs. But yeah, it wouldn't even look like that. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to anoint yourselves on stuff because B'nai Melachim would anoint themselves even during the week. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Korisha B'nai Melachim, Hein, Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore, because Rabbi Shimon says, Korisha B'nai Melachim, so if Melachim can do it, B'nai Melachim would do it. Hein, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, what's their proof? The Tanya. Hare Shayu Noshin Bo Elefsus. If a guy owes a debt of Elefsus, V'lavush itzteva, and he's wearing a coat or a jacket of some kind, but meya mana. Mana is 100, right? So, but meya mana. So 100 times 100 is 10,000. So you have a debt to the guy of 1,000, and you're wearing a coat of 10,000. What does the Tanakhama say? Mafshitilotamenu, take off that coat. Umabishivato itzteva haroila. And go sell that coat, get the money, pay yourself back the debt, and then go and get him buy a coat that's more suitable for him. V'tanim Mishum Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanim Rabbi Shmuel, V'tanim Mishum Rabbi Akiva, and also Rabbi Akiva's Tanaim, he learned from there. But Midrash said, "What?" He said, "No, you can't do this because Kol Yisrael Ruuyin Leota Itztala. This very fancy coat, he's a B'nai Melachim. He's a B'nai Melachim. He's not having an expensive coat. Therefore, you can't take the coat off his back and sell it. Right? Ulemai Desalik Adatin Meikare De Yavlei Mai De Chazilei Mezabninan Mai De Lo Chazilei. Right? You know what? Let's end off over here.